Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast to Coast.
I'm sorry, Miss Butter Butter Bertrand. I'm sorry for bringing you in here. I will release you.
No problem, dear. I've got a souffle I'm about to take out of the oven.
A souffle, that sounds good.
Your voice couldn't handle it. You need to rest it. He can't be putting souffle on it.
Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here. Ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, we're talking internet this week.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, here we are.
Oh, Kendall, here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. Here we are.
And we are talking about internet etiquette this
internet
week, Cliff.
Internet etiquette.
You know what I like to call it? Netiquette.
Where did you come up? Where did you come up with these things, Kendall?
Just smart, I guess, Cliff. Just smart.
How do you do it? Do it. This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We are an internet talk show. We're also on the radio. KBSH, Busheltown, that's Rye 99. Yes, Kendall, and we're talking...
I love that station during the day until they play our show. No, I love our show even more. I stay up till 4 a.m. and then I listen to it in repeat over and over again.
I love
and my
it.
My mother's taped on the VHS tape.
In a weird way, we don't want to tell you how she's hooked it up.
Well, she doesn't know how to do the tape recorder, so she has to hook the VCR up.
She's got to do it.
Anyway, we're talking about online etiquette today.
Online etiquette. Kendall, the listeners are so thankful. I can hear it. They've pulled out their thankful gratitude journals for your speedy recovery from your strep throat from last week.
I want to thank everybody for helping me through it all.
Uh-huh.
I got several letters of, get well cards and things. They were all from my mother, but I did get some, so thank you all for that.
There were thoughts and prayers with you, no doubt, Kendall.
I feel a lot better.
I'm glad you feel better, the listeners feel better, that you feel better, and the betterness that you both feel is rubbing off on me, and I'm feeling better.
And it betters the world.
It betters the world, Kendall.
Cliff.
Internet etiquette.
Internet etiquette.
Internet etiquette.
I got the golden rule for you.
Golden rule. What is it?
It is to treat others as you want to be treated, Cliff.
What, Kendall? No, that's the regular
golden rule.
That has nothing to do with the internet.
I know. I was just about to say, I know you're probably thinking, wait a minute.
I sent a hole in your theory here.
That this is not internet related. But it is, Cliff. If you go ahead and others.
Hold on.
We're getting facts.
Getting the facts here.
Just the facts, ma'am.
What is this fact? Let me pull out the...
Why don't you just walk in here?
What? Mr. Snodbottom, our producer, if this is your first time listening to the show, our producer is named Mr. Snodbottom. He's across the piece of glass there.
He's lazy is what he is.
He could have just come and told us, but now he faxed us in here in the booth. Bear warning. Bear on the loose.
Bear on the loose.
What?
Bear?
We're not... How do we hear a bear? All right, it was this imminent bear attack.
Where does it say this happened? Where is it spotted? Do we know anything about the bear?
Well, it says it came from the South Busheltown Woods down there. So down
south.
Well,
that's not anywhere near us.
It's not near us.
Well, then why are you faxing us this?
Why? Okay.
Okay. Great, if you're listening to us from the South Busheltown
If you happen to be accidentally have tuned in, you meant to get the farm report on some other channel.
Be careful out there.
Be careful. in the South Bushelltown Woods.
And trade others, you want to be traded, Cliff?
On the internet.
Hey, we're on the internet.
We are.
I'm trading you like I want to be traded. I'm trading the listeners like I want to be traded.
I would love if someone would put on an excellent podcast for me. And so that I'm doing it for everybody else.
That's what we're doing. Cliff, oh, see. That's where your internet etiquette went south.
Live
on the air. We just belt straight on the air, Cliff.
Live. It's Sunday morning.
Cliff, do you have a tip for us?
Kendall, what I want everybody to know, when you're thinking about the internet, when you are contemplating internet etiquette,
when you're Googling,
when you're Yahooing, etc. I want you to know you've got to know the codes. And I'm not talking the HTML codes, everybody. You've got to know the codes. You have to know those internet acronyms. I know people are out there looking and they're just thinking, what are all these random letters? TTYL, LOL, ROTFL. What is going on? WTF.
What's going on? I thought you were going to start singing, "You Got a Friend in Me," a minute ago. If you wonder why I stopped and started laughing, I thought you were going to... I'm so used to you just belting out the song.
Kendall, I know that our listeners and you and myself, we wait for the moment when my perfect pitch emerges.
Oh, we wait. All right.
Because inside, we all know why the fat bird sings.
And once you start, we wait. Cliff, my next tip is no flaming on the internet.
Oh, Kendall, I'm offended.
Flaming, Cliff, is a form of verbal abuse when you intentionally attack or disrespect somebody for whatever reason.
Oh, no.
Yes, Kendall. Don't do it on the internet. Don't ride on somebody's wall.
No.
What? We're only trying to do a show here that you are the producer of. You would think you would stop faxing us the whole time.
I can't. What does that even say? My glasses fell off.
New news. With the Bear Report.
Okay.
I can't even read his handwriting. It says that the bear has been spotted closer now in the West Bushelltown suburbs.
Okay.
What does that mean? Okay, so I guess it's a little closer.
All right.
Okay, if you're listening from there, there's a bear on the loose. Watch out.
Okay, watch out for the bear.
Why do I feel like we've turned in the traffic report all of a sudden?
I don't know, and I don't like it. I always thought I would like to be the traffic guy. But I don't, because I realize I like talking about what I want to talk about.
I know, like internet etiquette.
Internet etiquette. Well, you know, Mr. Sonnenbaum, I think his just deal is, you know how old people, like, they're very interested in the local news.
Yes.
They like to, what's happening across the way? Who cares? The regular person, who gives a shit?
Because he doesn't have a computer and doesn't use it. He
doesn't have a computer. Doesn't
He's bored
even,
by this topic.
No, he doesn't even know what FWIW means. Do you know what that means when I text that to you on the net?
For what it's worth?
For what it's worth.
Oh, for what it's worth.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody, watch what's going down. Yeah, for what it's worth, everybody.
For what it's worth. For what it's worth. Thanks for listening to this show today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cliff, my next.
Yeah. Yeah.
My next
tip
for you.
All right.
Is don't type in all caps.
Don't type. Not in all capitalization.
Because it's very rude.
It's rude, everybody.
Use some proper capitalization in your letters or posts, and it won't seem like you're just screaming at everybody. No, this is quite a better turn. I have a lot to say about this.
Kendall, do you know what it said when someone writes you that message? You know, you get these messages on the net, right?
Uh-huh.
And you get the message, and it comes, and it got the bleep, and the message bleep pops up. And you read it, and you're thinking, what does that mean? And it has that letters at the end, and it says JK. Well, what that means, everybody, I'm here to bust it wide open.
Jerry Curl?
For the net generation. The JK does not mean Jerry Curl. It means, of course, that what you've just read was just a joke. They were just kidding.
Just kidding.
JK. Just kidding, everybody.
Oh, Cliff, I need to say that. I just say that all the day. I just say that all the time. All day long.
JK. JK.
I'm always just kidding.
We sound like Harry Potter fans rousing outside Barnes & Noble. Expecto
Patronum. We're down at the Bushelltown General Store. All that information got out last week.
It got
from
out.
From all the credit cards that what me, you, and like three other people in Bushtown were using.
I get. I'm sure everybody who uses cash. Does anybody use cash anymore?
No. My bank account said negative $893,000.
I don't know what mine said. Do you know why? Because I transferred all my money into Bitcoins. I just moved them over into Bitcoins.
Who the hell knows what that is?
And so I can just use it anywhere at any time. And
please, can we get through the show without another fax?
Fax. Bear moving. Bear located on South Shovel Street.
Oh my god, that's right down the street from the studio.
It's a street. But this is a hoax. This is like a warning. Like a
tornado
warning. Like if there could be a bear, could also not be a bear.
Do you think it's some of the Sneak Brothers? With a bear costume on?
With a bear? For the ones who host the afternoon drive time?
Yeah.
It could be there.
They're always pranking people. This is probably a big joke. And Mr. Snowbottom's in on it. He's always joking with us.
But it's really too early for them.
Well, Cliff?
Yeah.
I'm getting another fact here.
I'm getting another fact. You're getting another fact. It's another fact. Another fax.
It says emergency tip quiz time. I got a question for you, Cliff. Indicate how you're feeling when you're texting or emailing someone, and also to avoid any confusion that you have read something the wrong way, or that you had written something in the wrong way.
Oh, you just write a helpful acronym after, like JK, just kidding, or NMWS, never mind what it said, something like that.
I'm going to say that is the correct answer.
Uh-huh.
I was going to say emoticon. Uh-huh. But the survey will accept either of those answers.
I always put after a lot of things, all right, DC, EA, don't call me ever again.
I just put a B after it, so bitch.
Kendall. I've got an urgent tip quiz for you.
Oh, I can't wait.
Kendall, when you're making up a username for an email and instant messaging, I want you to tell me, should you use your real name?
I'm gonna go ahead and say no.
No.
Oh, Kendall, no. Don't be a fucking idiot. Kendall.
Now, I did see something the other day when Charles was typing in his username. It said Charles the Contractor at cliffandkendall.com.
Uh-huh.
He shouldn't use his whole name.
He shouldn't have used his full name like that. Kendall, now your full name, it reveals your true identity. You don't want to let your internet web mask down, not even for a moment.
Definitely on the porn sites. Don't put your real name.
No. We've all made that mistake.
I got another question for you.
Urgent tip quiz.
It's an urgent quiz. I've got an urgent question for you right now here, Cliff. What is one way to indicate to someone in a text or email that you are... another fact?
Facts. Oh, it's a fact.
Oh my God, Mr. Sodbottom said the bear is outside of the studio.
How do you know?
This is completely a hoax.
You can't even see, you can't see the door.
Oh, he's pointing at the TV. He's watching the TV out there.
It's it's on TV, like our studio is on TV. If our studio was on TV, would we not be more famous?
No, he said the news. It's something about the news.
The news. They're like, the news is here. Yeah, right. Kendall, I have a tip cue for you.
A tip cue.
Kendall, okay. Kendall, among whom should you pass out your secret codes and passwords?
Let's see. I know not to Charles.
Not to Charles.
So maybe your closest friends and family?
Yes, that's right. Close friends and family. Give them a list. Type it up. Passwords, what sites they go with, internet codes.
They might need into one of your accounts. Okay, Cliff, I have one of them. Oh, my God!
Oh, my God,
there's a bear in the studio!
Oh, my God!
Oh, Mr. Steinbottom has passed out. He can't open the door to our studio. Should we call somebody? Is your phone in here?
No, my phone's out there. Look, he's banging on the Mr. Steinbottom's door.
Where is Austin?
Where is Austin?
Oh, we sent him out for Italian food.
That was last night. He still hasn't come back.
Oh my god. I hope the bear hasn't gotten him.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, he's starting to open the doorknob.
No, he can't. Bears can't do that.
We learned in Jurassic Park animals can't do that.
Only velociraptors.
Oh my god, Cliff, what is one way to indicate to someone in a text or email that you are mad? I mentioned it earlier.
Kendall, if you put a frowny face emoticon after what you've written.
No, Cliff, all caps.
All caps. All caps.
Okay, we've done the hard thing. Oh, it's coming near us. Okay, I think we should take a short break and reevaluate what's going on here. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Hey, new Kellogg's OKs. Note the improvement. They put a bear on a box, which improved it so much, they decided to improve the cereal, too.
Oh, come on, Yogi. Well, first, how nutritious are Kellogg's new OKs? Well, they're made from oats. And of all grains, oats are the richest in proteins. In fact, some people consider it their duty to eat oats. For Kellogg's new OKs are crispier,
crispier
and toastier, and therefore tastier than ever. So for the best in oats, get Kellogg's new OKs.
The one with the bear on the box. Suitable for Freeman.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
The bear has not moved.
He is just looking at us from the corner.
He's and blocking our exit to the door.
If you're listening to this and you can hear our voice and anyone is up right now, I would really appreciate you calling Sheriff Frog Blast and telling the bear is in our studio.
This will unfortunately be a very accurate test of who is listening to the show right now.
Please
on KBSH.
Call. I feel like I'm doing a marathon, but or a fundraiser, but please call Sheriff Frog Blast right now.
If you are in the Busheltown area, please call Sheriff Frog Blast. If you're listening via the internet, don't bother. We're already dead.
Oh my god, Cliff, well, I guess we should just continue on with the show and not,
I can't,
not make
can't.
Any sudden movement.
We can't move. He's blocking the door.
Well, and Mr. Snodbottom's passed out, and Austin is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Snodbottom is in a pool of his own irritable bowels.
Oh, that's what that smell is.
That's
I thought it was the
smell.
Bear.
No, that's the smell.
Unfortunately, we can't shut the door.
No.
Okay, well, Cliff,
what's
I guess we
next?
Should just continue on. It's time for stupid questions.
Stupid.
Don't want to scare the bear.
He's just
he's going under the corner. Oh, he's going toward Charles's urine corner.
Oh, he's over there. He's sniffing.
Oh, okay. Maybe we're safe for a little bit. Okay.
He's nuzzling down in it. He likes it.
Oh, good. Stay there. Don't move.
Stay.
Good bear.
What are we doing?
Stupid questions. If you could have 50 pounds of anything other than money, what would you want most of all?
I would want negative 50 pounds of fat, and then you could have 50 pounds of my fat.
And then you could have 100 pounds of anything.
I want negative 100 pounds.
Oh, that's what I want. I want negative.
Please take 50 pounds. Oh, he's looking over here. Don't really take my fat. You can have a little.
Don't be too loud. He's scared.
Oh, he's looking right at your crotch.
Ooh.
What, do you have any meat in there?
No, I don't have any meat.
Okay. Still, what are we doing?
Stupid questions.
Oh, God.
If you were on an African safari, Yeah. What would you absolutely have to see for your trip to be complete?
Not a bear. No, we've seen one of those. Kendall, I would have to see a beautiful family of elephants walking with their tails and big noses, tail and nose, just walking hand in hand like that, like in the Jungle Book, and then I would feel complete as a person.
Oh, that would be beautiful.
As a safarist.
Oh, I think the bear farted.
Oh. Oh, it smells. Oh, or maybe that was just Mr. Snodgrass.
Oh, I keep forgetting he's out there.
It's just a second wave.
Cliff, if for 1 month you could live at any famous residence or house in the entire world, which one would you pick?
I would live at Pee-wee's Playhouse in,
ooh.
Yeah, there.
That would be a cool play. Well, Cliff, that's all the time we have for stupid. Oh, don't talk too loud. He's looking over here again.
Ooh.
Oh, you don't have food on you, do you?
Of course I have food on me. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Well, what if he smells it and he wants to, like, eat your leg off because he's trying to get the peanut butter cup in your pocket? Don't rustle anything.
I'll give it to him. Here.
Oh, my God. Where's that bowl of Xanax? Maybe we can put it into a treat for him.
No, it's out there at Mrs. Butter Churns thing.
Here you go. Here's the,
He's gone. He's pounced it on it.
Maybe he'll stay over there. What's next? We gotta get through
what
this
are we
before
doing?
He's murdered by the bear.
Oh, it's
oh, great.
For...
songs you should know. Oh,
it's our cult favorite.
My favorite.
It's time for the game show that you want to sing out loud.
It's Cliff and Kendall.
Songs you should know.
Here we are.
Here we are.
Okay, Cliff, do you want to start this out?
Sure. Here we go. I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything.
Well, Cliff, first of all, I think the perfect pitch is lullabying the bear to sleep.
Oh, yes.
But I have no clue.
Oh, Kendall, here's that. I got the eye of the tiger of fire. You're gonna hear me.
I'm gonna sing another song, trying to lull him back down.
Sing him back to sleep.
Oh, okay. I know what's wrong, but I want you. Even if you can't tell by the way that you're looking, I know you want me as well.
And that is a song by the Beatles called I Can Tell by the Way That You're Looking.
No, Cliff, it's called Be My Girl by John Jacob.
Okay.
I had to go for harder ones this week. You always get them all right.
That's good. I'm glad you looked up the world's most obscure songs, too.
Oh, I've listened to this. I've got it on the CD. Force of habit.
Okay, here we go. I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And
I always feel like somebody's watching me,
and I have no privacy. Whoa.
Bear watching us.
I always feel like a bear is watching us. Alright. We're caught in a trap.
I can't walk out.
Oh, that was quick.
Because I love you too much, baby. Oh, it's the classic. That's the other us, the fat, bloated, suspicious minds of Elvis.
Just before death version of Elvis.
Love him, still
right.
Love him.
Very quietly.
All right. Don't go outside if the sun is already down. Don't go skateboarding cause your knees might scrape on the ground. And drink your milk, breakfast is important every day. And finish your homework before you go outside to play.
Oh, quick as that, we're doing it.
It's for your own safety. We want you to see 18. Just don't act crazy. Make sure you're sitting straightly. We're doing this for your own safety.
I've not listened to that song on repeat. Somehow I still know it.
Somehow.
Okay, Cliff, I've got one more for you.
Okay.
Now, this one is an obscure one. I'm going to go ahead and tell you.
Okay.
Shake your body now, let me see you go. One time for me, oh Condi, I love you so. Skank for me, Condi, show me what you got. They say you're too uptight, I say you're not.
That is the Condoleezza Rice polka.
It is a song about Condoleezza Rice. It's called Condi Condi by Steve Earle.
Oh, Steve.
Good old Steve Earle.
Oh, Steve.
That's all the time we have for songs.
You should know. Okay.
How are we going to get out of this?
How? The bear's just looking at us.
Dude, I don't hear anybody coming. No one must be listening.
No one. No one's listening. It's just not about him. It's not moving.
Well, that's really sad, Cliff, that we're going to die here watching this bear look right back at us.
That is sad.
Well, if our listeners want to help us out, and you want to go ahead and donate to our fund, our death fund, go to cliffandkendall@blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com.
Oh my gosh, I thought
it was coming.
Shut up,
Charles.
Shut up. Oh my God, it's a bear. Oh my God, the bear is all over Charles.
Charles.
Oh my God, Charles, bear. The bear followed Charles out.
Charles saved our lives.
Oh, the bear. The bear is on top of Charles, but let's wrap up the show real quick,
okay.
Then we'll go, and I have to run to the bathroom really quick right after, then we'll get the bear off of Charles, okay?
Then we'll call the police.
Yeah, get the bear off first.
Etiquette means behaving yourself a little better than is absolutely essential, and that was Will Cuppy.
Oh, Will. Kendall, I bet that in prison, everybody's Facebook relationship status is set to, it's complicated. And oh! That was me, not the bear. Oh, that was Kendall, not me. Or the bear. Or Charles, last death rattle. That was said by an unknown Arthur.
And Cliff, nothing is less
that
than
was the bear.
Than which fork you use. Etiquette is the science of living. It embraces everything. It is ethics. It is honor. And now that was his Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. It was Emily Post.
Oh, Emily.
The Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn
of her
time. Her
time. Amen. Bless her. Take me home, bear infested road. At least we know where the bear is in there on top of Charles.
Yeah, we should order a pizza maybe.
Well, pull up on the app on your phone.
Okay.
To a place where I belong. Bears in the road. Cliff and Kendall. It's a bear in the studio. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. We'll see you here next week.
We sure will. All right, we'll get to him in just one second.
Charles,
we'll
be right there.
Be right there, Charles.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to...